I can't remember if I told you this before, but after God created Adam and Eve, and they had been in the Garden of Eden for some time, Adam asked God, "God, why did you make Eve so beautiful, so attractive, and so desirable?" God answered, "So you would love her, Adam." Then Adam asked, "So then, why did you make her, you know, so dumb?" And God answered, "So she would love you." In the story of creation, we're told that with every day of creation, God looked upon what he had made and saw that it was good. When we continue reading, God sees something that was lacking in his creation. He sees Adam surrounded with all these good things he created, but he has no one with whom to share them. So he says, "It is not good for the man to be alone." And God created Eve. The vocabulary used by the author of this passage implies a covenant relationship between the two of them. When he writes, "This is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two become one flesh." This is the scripture passage Jesus is referring to when answering the question that his opponents proposed to him in today's gospel. We still struggle with this question in the 21st century, just as much as the people of Jesus' time did. God's intention was that a husband and wife were to be one. Jesus is implying that Moses was giving an answer that would accommodate the hard-heartedness of his listeners. Jesus is reminding us of the big picture of what God intended marriage to be. Do we sometimes fail? Yes, we do. But God still loves us. But in these readings, Jesus is trying to tell us about human and personal relationships. A true relationship is not a matter of a power play. It's not a matter of might makes right. It's love conquers all. A true relationship must involve a mutual bond. Jesus is saying to the man, "Love your wife as you love your own body." In other words, treat others in the same way you would want them to treat you and that you would treat your own body. In the Lord's Prayer, you say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Do you really mean that when you pray it? Are you really ready to forgive those who have hurt you? If not, you're really saying to God, "Then I don't want you to forgive me either, if I'm not willing to forgive others." Is that really what you want of God? Pope Francis shocked a lot of people with his comment, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about homosexuality. I don't know why people were so shocked. Didn't Jesus himself say, "Do not judge," that only God can look into a person's heart? That's all the Pope was saying. I know this much. Pope Francis was telling us, and he wants us to know, that God is merciful and compassionate, and that we should be too. He wants us to know that God's love is infinitely greater than our sins, and that to know this is to our advantage as sinners. Pope Francis and Jesus are talking about relationships, our relationship with God and our relationships with others. We need to ask ourselves, how non-judgmental, compassionate, merciful, and loving am I towards others? If I fail in any of these, I am not behaving as Christ has commanded us to behave. We cannot presume that God's ways are our ways just because we want them to be. God in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New Testament are both very clear about what our behavior should be if we are to be considered true followers and to have a true relationship with them. God says to us, "You act the way I want you to act. I will take care of those who don't. I want you to love one another as I have loved you, and then leave the rest up to me."